RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
We had heard Ben Johnson say at the beginning of the season, maybe it was even before that, maybe it was his introductory press conference, a long time ago, many moons ago, Ben Johnson said he expected this team to be playing its best ball in December. Logic would dictate that with a first head coach of a team who hadn't been here yet, that yes, the longer time you spend with him for a first-time head coach, you're probably going to be playing your better ball at the end of the year. But it's actually happening, as we've seen. And even though the Bears did lose to the 49ers 42-38, they still played a very good game. And Ben Johnson and the film study talked about the progress that the offense has made.
For you to have the trust level to call that in that moment, they must really have changed the way you can call a game now if you are confident enough that they can run something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's I've got immense amounts of trust for everybody on the offense right now. I think, like I said, it's just every week you just see them go about their business. And you know, I'm not going to call a play that I don't fully believe in, that we're not going to execute at the highest level. And so we'll always, if we go down, we're going to go down swinging like that.
He was asked about running the hook and lateral, which we've talked about. And there is a history there with Ben Johnson calling it against the 49ers. But that's also a good point. Your game is on the line. You don't know how much time you have left to run the next play, which the team talked about. You think you're going to score there. To call a trick play when the game is on the line, that gives you an indication of the progress he thinks the offense has made.
Yeah, and you know, you can question the decision based on the fact that they didn't have maybe enough time to get what they wanted to get off next. If it does not work, you know, your plan B, your fallback, however you want to put it. But I love where Ben Johnson is, not only with his confidence in the offense, but obviously the team's confidence in his playmaking ability and the fact that they seem to be of one accord from the quarterback on out. And I say on out and not on down, because for a football play to work, that's 11 guys in unison doing their jobs. It's not just Caleb Williams. It's not just the receiver target or the running back that's being handed the ball. It's that entire offensive line. It's the tight ends. Everybody's got to get the job done. And I'm seeing something in Chicago, which I don't know when the last time this happened in Chicago, is everyone being on the same page offensively. As you said earlier, Mark, it's like a new and era that's never been explored before, where it's an offense-first football team.
Right, which is why it's very easy to give the benefit of the doubt to Ben Johnson. Like, he can, it's almost like he's in that zone of can do no wrong, which isn't the truth, especially if he is the one that was, as he said, as he admitted, late getting the play call. And I know that's not the play we're talking about. The only thing I'll say about the hook and ladder is, and maybe this is just me, play like that, or any of the, and you put that in the trickery, that's trick play, right? Hook and ladder?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a trick play. I'd be more comfortable seeing that not in the last 30 seconds of a game. I get it. We'd all be celebrating right now if it had worked and the intention was to get the ball into the end zone right there. I understand all of that, like that we would be celebrating, but I'm uncomfortable with it that late in the game. I just am.
I think that's a fair thing to say. Yeah. I mean, we talk about gadget play because, you know, technically that'd be considered like a gadget play.
Gadget trickery.
Are you kidding? It was the plot for Varsity Blues.
So the gadget play, it's like
oop-de-oop, hook and ladder.
What is it? Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, where Rick Moranis' character is inventing all the things, like the thing that you wake up in the morning that'll fix your coffee. Sometimes you can just put the pot and turn it on. You don't have to do all the gadget things. The domino falls in the direction to make it go on. No, just put the pot, get the water boiling, and we'll go from there to make the tea.
I think you, though, hear the coach's trust level of the offense. Like, say what you want about the play call. I didn't necessarily mind it. I minded what happened afterward because there appeared to be no plan B.
Yeah.
And you should have one, especially when that play was run against the 49ers by Ben Johnson the year before. So they were looking out for it. But when it comes to the coach's level of trust in his team to be able to do it, that says a lot. And it is an excellent example. And that was unprovoked. Ben Johnson brought up the way he did that discussion after that question. So I think it's fair to illustrate how he feels about his team being able to execute his concepts, which is something that we wondered about. Well, he's not the only one who's noticed that the Bears are better. Listen to what Dan Campbell has had to say about watching this team since he last saw them.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
They're more polished. They're a better team. You know, they've really, since that time, they lead the league in takeaways on defense. You know, they're getting them, man. It's like we talk about, it's contagious for them. Those guys are getting them in a good way. Got one the other night. You know, once again, it turned it to a touchdown. So, and it's much more sound, you know. DA's got his system in, and it's grown and developed. You know, they're keeping teams out of the end zone, keeping the offense ahead. You know, that's what you got to do on defense, man. Get the takeaways. That's big. And then offensively, they're more polished, you know. Ben's done a good job. The system is in. And these little things that were there game two, game one, you know, they've begun to go away. You know, they've got a run game. They found a run game. Play action pass. Caleb's playing really well. O-line's playing really well. Got a run game. Swift's running well. 25 is he's a downhill hard runner too. So tight end's playing good, both of them. Really all three of them. So, you know, they're playing at a high level. You know, they're doing things well, much more polished.
You know how we play the game? Is this petty?
Yes.
Was that sad?
Hell no. He put 52 points up on the Bears and enjoyed every minute of that embarrassing day.
But the way he was talking?
With that sympathetic tone?
Did it sound forlorn?
He does sound like, I've noticed this about Dan Campbell in general. When you hear the rhythm of his voice, he always sounds like he's about to cry or just got done crying, even when he's happy.
Well, do you know why?
Why?
It's the North Texas accent.
Is that what it
people
is?
People say that about me too.
Really?
We're from about 200 miles apart in that region. Yeah.
Huh. I would say.
Same thing.
Interesting.
And maybe it's more of like a suburban thing than a cosmopolitan thing. But okay. Yes. I mean, he's from the actual like country. Like they found dinosaur tracks out there and stuff, but
sick.
Yeah, I think it might be the accent, the dialect, or whatever.
That is awesome. I saw dinosaur tracks in Utah one time.
You
it was
did?
Awesome.
Did you put it on the company card? They got mad at you? No, that was the zoo.
No, that was the San Diego zoo. I'm sorry, sir. We can't have a $60 charge for you to go to the zoo and look at giraffes and monkeys.
No, I think it might be the dialect because I've heard that too.
That's interesting. Okay, I didn't know there was something to it.
But knowing that, I still think he sounds a little forlorn.
I think he sounds like a guy who knows his team is a shell of what it was They've missed the playoffs.
Detroit sucks.
Everything has flipped since that week two win.
Where's Robbie? Robbie still working?
It looked like they had gotten their mojo back. Because remember what happened to them in week one against the Packers. So they got their mojo back temporarily, and now they're not even going to the playoffs. And they can't even... It's not even that they're not going to the playoffs. It's that they're not going to the playoffs, and they can't even stop the Bears from doing anything. They can't even play spoiler this week.
And that's why this is the first of hopefully other Super Bowls.
Yeah.
You have to look at this like this is the Super Bowl of beating the Lions.
Do you know that the Lions...
On Sunday.
They're coming off a game where they turned the ball over six times.
It's a lot of times to turn the ball over.
Yeah. So they don't have their bleep straight right now.
So they've got four more Super Bowls this season, potentially.
Yeah, in theory.
The Bears are going to play in four
Super
Bowls?
This is the Super Bowl of the Sunday for the Bears.
Look, the Week 18 Super Bowl, then they've got the Wild Card Super Bowl, the Divisional Super Bowl, the NFC Championship Super Bowl. Oh, there's one more.
And then the big game.
Yeah.
I like it when Dustin calls it big game, whatever volume number it is.
Yes.
Big game 45 or what have you.
I love it all.
Because of saying Super Bowl rules.
Yeah, you can say it. You just can't say it in a promotion that you're getting money from.
Right, or as Dustin does to the four-letter network. He's never been able to bring himself to say ESPN.
Yeah, like, I'll just say ESPN.
Yeah.
Like, the jig is up. You guys watch ESPN.
You know.
We all watch ESPN. There's games on.
Yeah.
ESPN.
That's true. But, yeah, no, that's
in
all
fact,
right.
Robbie had a picture. He posted a picture from the First Things First set.
So I liked
Robbie
it. I double
tapped. Landed.
Our little Robbie is all grown up and doing a TV show now.
I double tapped it.
It was a very nice set. Oh,
God. See, go back to what we said. Go back to what we said. What was that? Two segments ago about the
it.
Big Bank Take Little Bank?
Yeah, Big Bank Take Little Bank.
And now. Take that and pair it with what just happened. That's Mark Grady.
I don't know everything.
You're
all right?
On Instagram. You double tapped. You said you liked it. That's what double tapping.
Oh, I didn't know.
Or
that's
do you actually go to the
tap.
Heart and hit the heart button?
Yeah, I do. Depends. I hit the heart button. I do.
Really?
Yeah.
You do that too? You don't just double tap the
Depends,
picture?
Depends. Yeah.
In a career?
Also, there's just a lot of danger in just tapping all willy-nilly on Instagram.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you've liked something that you don't want to like.
Have you ever liked something?
Or you've accidentally reposted something you didn't want to repost.
Why don't I hit that repost button? You can quickly undo the repost.
But like, I have smaller hands than you, and so holding a phone, my thumbs don't go out as far on the screen.
Aww.
Are you a one-hand holder when you're doing stuff?
I can't be.
I'm a two-hand holder.
I cannot. I can't be like one-hand.
What about the one-arm guy?
Are you a one-hand guy?
I'm a one-arm guy. Yeah, with one-hand guy. With yes.
Can
yeah,
you
oh, yeah.
text with one hand?
The only time I do this is if I'm walking because it's cold and I want both my hands to be cold.
I cannot text with one hand.
Really? You're a two-year-old.
She's saying she can't. Her thumb won't reach all the way across to get both sides of the screen.
Aw, I'm
That's
sorry.
What you're saying, right?
Yeah, which is why you just can't double tap all willy-nilly on Instagram like that. Next thing you know.
It's a big picture or a big reel. Just double to that. Did it?
How about people who use their index fingers?
Okay, like, no, we're not doing that.
Do that?
I think my dad does. It's pretty sure. Like one finger.
It's 2025.
This
typewriters went out of style a long time ago.
Looking back.
Yeah, like, yeah. The readers. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My dad just cannot settle on social. Doesn't understand
I just
it.
I talk past our time, and this time is valuable because we got something to talk about.
Okay. I'll shut up.
You really want to talk about what's next?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Oh, the Bulls.
It all went downhill very quickly in the span of about 3.5 hours.
That's not a promo.
No.
Listen to miserableness.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.